Efforts to deregulate large amounts of radioactive waste from nuclear power plants are being ramped up again. This would allow, in some cases, nuclear waste to be buried in municipal landfills. And the concern is that this could result in nuclear waste being spread throughout the country. The Great Lakes Environmental Alliance will host a Zoom meeting this Thursday evening with one of the most vocal opponents of these plants. She's on the line with us right now, the Radioactive Waste Project Director for Nuclear Information and Resource Service, Diane DiRigo. Diane, good morning.
Good morning.
Of course, efforts to deregulate nuclear waste are nothing new, but these efforts are being ramped up right now, aren't they?
They sure are. There's been an effort since they started making nuclear waste to not take care of it. But historically, nuclear waste has from nuclear power and the nuclear fuel chain, the factories that make the fuel for nuclear power, from uranium mining and milling and processing and all of that. Every step in the fuel chain makes nuclear waste. But once it gets to the nuclear reactor, the waste gets a lot worse. When it gets into the core of the reactor, the uranium splits and forms really other biologically active elements that cause cancer and birth defects and reduced immunity and heart problems, all kinds of things. So the best plan, the thing that we expect of our government, is to isolate the waste, to keep it regulated and under control. However, as the 100-plus nuclear reactors in the United States begin to close, we're down to 95 operating licensed reactors with many that have closed, the decommissioning and dismantling generates a tremendous amount of radioactive waste. Concrete, soil, components, parts, plastics, glass, all kinds of metals become radioactive during the years that the nuclear reactor operates. And the decommissioning funds that are being kept by the nuclear plant operators in some cases are not enough to cover the full dismantlement and cleanup of the reactor. And in other cases, the companies that come in to do the cleanup want to make a maximum profit and not pay for the full isolation of all that waste, because the waste stays dangerous for a long time. So it can't go into regular garbage. The plan now, however, is to revive previous efforts and actually make them worse. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission is moving to declare regular garbage dumps, regular solid waste facilities, hazardous waste facilities, and other entities specifically exempt. They would be given the right, the authority, to take nuclear waste, even though they don't have a nuclear license. So the waste could get into landfills across the country, and especially if you've got nuclear power facilities, reactors, or fuel chain facilities in your community, the waste could go to solid waste facilities in that area. Either the solid waste facility could ask for permission to take it, or the nuclear reactors could, on the behalf of the local landfills, apply for this exempt status. And that way they could dump enormous amounts of waste in regular trash rather than having to send it to the licensed nuclear waste facilities that are in Utah, Washington, South Carolina, and Texas.
So obviously hugely concerning. Who oversees the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission and who has the opportunity to stop this from happening?
We do. The public it's an uphill battle because the Nuclear Regulatory Commission is very clearly a lapdog for the nuclear industry. The nuclear industry wants to save money, and the public must put pressure on both the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and on our elected officials. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission has a comment period up until July 20th, and there is a email address that people can comment And I could say that when folks are ready, but we also will have it on our website and on the Great Lakes Environmental Alliance Facebook page. It's vlltransfercomments.resource@nrc.gov. That's where to send comments to say no to this practice, to this bad idea. It's also important, though, that our state and federal officials who have authority over the waste issues, solid and hazardous and radioactive, that they know that we don't want it either. The companies that are going to make out are trying to sneak this in through the COVID crisis, underneath the COVID cover.
Well, yeah, I was going to bring that up because this comes at a time when everybody's attention is shifted toward the economic and the medical crisis that we're facing right now with COVID-19.
That's right. And so we were able to get an extension to comment up until July 20th. We'd asked for the comment period to end 6 months after the COVID crisis ends so people can return to as much normal as we're ever going to return to, and then begin to focus on these things. For a few dollars that the industry will save, we could have radioactivity permanently in our environment, in our air and water, because all landfills leak. And if nuclear waste goes into landfills, it's inevitably going to leak out eventually.
We're talking with Diane DiRigo. She'll be speaking in a Zoom meeting of the Great Lakes Environmental Alliance. It's this Thursday evening at 6:30. You can get a link to the Zoom meeting on the Great Lakes Environmental Alliance Facebook page or at their website, which is greatlakesenvironmentalalliance.org. Diane, one more time, the email address that you mentioned where people can send public comment.
vlltransfercomments.resource@nrc.gov. And by the end of this week, we'll have it on the Nuclear Information Resource Service updated website at www.nirs.org.
All right. Again, a hugely concerning issue. It'll be the topic of this Thursday evening's Great Lakes Environmental Alliance Zoom meeting. Again, you can get the link to the Zoom meeting at the Great Lakes Environmental Alliance website or on their Facebook page. Diane, I appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.